In this program are those of the show's participants and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of KXNT or CBS Radio. This show is not intended to provide listener with specific medical advice, and you should seek assistance of a medical professional.
This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Good afternoon, Las Vegas, and thanks for joining me on Your Health and Vitality. I'm your host, Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center of Las Vegas. I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight, and I want to remind everybody that starting next week, I'm actually going to be moving to Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. on this show, same station, 100.5 FM News. And also, if you guys want to check me out, I want to give you my website. It's vitalitymedicalwellness.com. Also, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, at VitalityLV. It'll always have show updates and what topic we're going to be doing for the week. And I just want to remind you, I'm here every single week. I want to help you strive to create a healthy, rewarding, vibrant lifestyle. Over at Vitality Medical Wellness Center, we're striving to get Las Vegas healthy. Not only do I do family medicine, preventative medicine, and wellness care, I want Las Vegas to feel good, have energy, be healthy, get up, be able to sleep at night, and feel really good about themselves. Tonight, I'm going to talk to you about supplements and vitamins. I often get asked this topic in my practice, and I really want to give our listeners some myths and some facts, what they should buy, what they shouldn't buy. So listen up. You know, there's a lot of problems out there with healthcare right now and how to get access to healthcare. You know, a lot of my patients are coming in, they have these high deductibles. You know, the average deductible is probably $5,000. Oftentimes I see people come in and I get so many calls after the show asking me about the cost and how much it would cost to come in and see me for even family practice or to get wellness or preventative care. And oftentimes when people call over at Vitality, they don't realize that we really try to make cash pay patients or even to allow them to get a discount on their, you know, products or even give them tips. And, you know, we have a weight loss program that's going. Kevin Wall has been taking the Vitality team journey and really focusing on weight loss, and he's been doing great. So those of you that have been listening to him on his 3 to 6 show during the week, he's been doing great. He's been giving updates. And honestly, when patients call in, they don't realize that we really try to make it affordable to our listeners out there to get that preventative and wellness care added to their health care. I feel that it's so important to add that aspect to people's care, not only to get primary care. You know, we'll treat your blood pressure, we'll treat your cholesterol, you got diabetes, you got joint pain, got osteoarthritis, you got osteoporosis. I have so many patients that even come in and they talk to me and they're like, I'm fatigued, I'm stressed, I'm not sleeping at nighttime. I've got basic wellness panels done. I feel okay. They say everything's okay, but I don't feel okay. So we really try to dig down and really look at people's, what are their vitamins? What are their adrenal glands? What are cortisol levels? And oftentimes, this is not done in a traditional family practice or internal medicine practice. And I really try to add that to my patients' care so that they can get the maximum benefit. I really try to focus on hormones, PMS for women, even young women. Starting at the age of 25, their progesterone levels are decreasing. They'll have changes in their periods. They'll have bloating. They'll have water retention. They often, you know, go to their primary care doctor and they say, well, that's normal. But we really try to add to that and make them feel good and have a better quality of life. And that's really where we come at over at Vitality. So I want to talk to you a little bit about supplements, kind of the myths out there, the facts out there. You know, as a healthcare provider, it's really hard myself to know what is a good supplement. If I didn't have training in this, I would have no idea. Until I went and did my certifications in anti-aging, I've done many of classes in, you know, vitamin certifications. And in order to give pharmaceutical grade supplements in my practice, you actually have to go through training with these companies to be able to dispense them to your patients or potential clients. Because the difference is that the product is 99% pure. So it's going to have side effects. You can't go just take a pharmaceutical grade vitamin D and expect your vitamin D levels to be okay. It can actually be harmful or toxic. So that's why we look at that and really focus on our patients and make their vitamins, their nutrients. Our diets today, you know, our vegetables are not picked at the last stages of ripening. They're picked green. They're sent in a truck. They're not nutrient rich like they used to be. So it's very confusing to our listeners out there. And I really want to clear up some of the myths out there about vitamins. Where should you buy your vitamins? What are good vitamins? Who needs vitamins? So there's a big difference. What is food grade? What is medical grade? What is pharmaceutical grade? And I want to remind our callers that I'm here tonight. You guys can call in. You can ask me questions. The station number is 702-733-5968. That's 702-733-KXNT. And we're going to be talking about supplements and vitamins. And I'm here to answer your questions tonight about questions that you have. What should you go buy? What nutrients are people most deficient in? And, you know, people will ask me, do I need to take a multivitamin? I'm always told, and back in the day, you were always told that you don't need to take a vitamin, which is true. But now in today's day and age, I can't say really that that is true. More than 50% of our population has some type of vitamin deficiency. The common things that I see in my office are vitamin D deficiency. You know, often people say, well, we live in sunny Las Vegas. How can I be vitamin D deficient? Well, you have to go outside. You have to be in the sun 20 minutes. You can't wear sunscreen. You can't wear clothing. And I sure am not going to tell my patients to do that. So taking a little bit of a vitamin D supplement really, it helps. Big thing with vitamin D, I often tell my patients, take vitamin D at nighttime. They're like, why, Christy, should I take vitamin D at nighttime? Well, it helps with your sleep. It's actually a hormone. And patients really, and clients and our listeners need to really be careful. I don't want them going out there and buying a vitamin D supplement and just taking some vitamin D. You actually need to be tested. And a lot of times your primary care doctor and internal medicine doctors are now testing for vitamin D because there's a lot of research out there that shows that most people are vitamin D deficient. The only place you're going to get it is from the sun. I'm often told, well, I drink a lot of milk or I eat a lot of dairy, eat a lot of cheese. It says it's vitamin D enriched. But what you're getting from there is not the amount of vitamin D that you actually need. So I really encourage people to go out there, get a vitamin D test done, and make sure that you're getting the proper dose of vitamin D. The other thing is you want to make sure you're taking a good quality of vitamin D, and it really does make a difference. I know that one of the news stations was out there. They were talking about vitamin D. They actually went out and got supplements of vitamin D from various locations, grocery store, drug stores, nutrition stores. They looked at over 10 vitamin D supplements. And they actually found that only 9 to 13% of that vitamin D was the active form of vitamin D. And later in the show, we're going to talk about why that is and the difference between over-the-counter food-grade supplements versus a true pharmaceutical-grade supplement. And it's really important. I really try to stress this to the listeners and to my own patients that come into the clinic that it makes a huge difference. So what else do I see? I oftentimes see omega fish oil deficiency. Believe it or not, it's very common in Americans because our cattle, our beef, our fish are farm raised. So what does that take away from the nutrients? You got to remember, anything that's given hormones, anything that's given chemicals, anything that's given grain fed is going to have deficiencies in their own vitamins. And then we're going out and eating this beef and supplement, and we're not getting the nutrients that we do from our foods and our vegetables and our meats. So I always tell people, make sure you're buying organic, grass-fed, stay away from the grain-fed beef, because that's where they get their own nutrients. So if we're not feeding or giving our vegetables the nutrients, how are we going to get the nutrients from that's passed along to us? And patients will often say to me, wow, that makes sense. I never actually thought of that. And it's really important out there that our listeners know, you know, the difference between where our food's coming from, what's important to buy organic. Organic's very expensive. So oftentimes, you know, listeners will call in, my patients will even ask me, well, organic, I can go to the organic store and I'll spend $200, $300 and I get two bags of groceries. Is that realistic for a lot of people? No. But if you visit my website at vitalitymedicalwellness.com, I actually have a list of things on my website that our listeners can pull off that I actually recommend to invest the money in. And oftentimes, you know, our fruits, our vegetables, the thinner the skin, the more they absorb the pesticides, the more it absorbs to us. And this is why our children, our young teenage girls, are starting their periods even earlier. A lot of times people will come in and tell me that their children are starting their periods at 10 and 11 years old. Well, it's the hormones they're ingesting from their foods and the vitamins even that we're taking. You know, the FDA has been getting better, but they're not really rigid about controlling supplements. And oftentimes my patients and my clients will ask me, what is the difference between going and buying a supplement over the counter at a drugstore, a grocery store, some of the big, you know, known Costco, Sam's Club vitamins versus a pharmaceutical grade vitamin? Well, the FDA, you know, they monitor the vitamin for safety, but they don't monitor what is actually in that supplement. So some of the things that can be found in supplements over the counter are your FDA and C dyes. So if you pull up that back of that supplement label, you look at the other ingredients. If you can't read the ingredient, how can it be good to ingest in your body? It has a lot of chemicals. Some of them even have cork byproducts. Yes, Las Vegas, I said it. Cork byproducts in a supplement, a vitamin that you think you're healthy and you're taking to make yourself feel better. And marketing. Anybody can say, hey, go take the supplement, I'm going to feel good. Go take the supplement, I'm going to lose weight. And you can put anything on the label. And when you're walking by that, you know, counter in the grocery store and you see that, of course, everybody's tired. Everybody's fatigued. Nobody has energy. They don't feel good. They got a few extra pounds. You read that label, you want to buy it so that you feel good, you have energy, you can sleep well at night. But oftentimes, so many people come into me and say, well, this isn't working. Well, you read in that other ingredients down there, does it have dextrose? Does it have ethyl cellulose? Does it have propylene glycol? And all these other chemicals and dyes that are actually found in supplements. So why do they put it in there? Well, Las Vegas, the capsule's big. If you put just the active ingredient in there, you got to fill that capsule up. So that's oftentimes why, and it's also cheaper to buy quality product. When you buy something that's pure, it's more expensive. So what are the health risks of taking this? You know, people take vitamins, they're taking a multivitamin that has these kind of products in it. What are going to be the long-term health effects that this may have on someone? What about the safety? This is what happens. The FDA monitors for safety of all vitamin supplements over the counter. So in basic terms, what happens is when a lot of people have a side effect, they take the product off the market. There's a lot of products out there that were sold for weight loss. There was a lot of pro-hormone products out there that were taken off. There was actually people that I actually know that were taking some pro-hormone products to boost their testosterone levels because they walked to one of these stores and they say, look, this will boost your testosterone. You're going to have muscle mass. You're going to have energy when you work out. You're going to feel good. They were buying this, and it was actually causing liver failure. So what happens is when so many people have this, the FDA actually pulls that product off the market. And in the FDA's defense, there are so many products out there, they can't monitor for everything that's out there. That's why it's really important that you buy a product that is pharmaceutical grade. Now, I've had patients come in, I've had listeners call in, they say, well, what is pharmaceutical grade? I went to these stores, they told me it was pharmaceutical grade. Well, unfortunately, listeners, it was probably not pharmaceutical grade, because what happens is you actually have to go to a specialty pharmacy, similar to like a compounding pharmacy, or you actually have to go to a healthcare provider to get a pharmaceutical grade product. Otherwise, you can't just dispense this from a over-the-counter, because it can actually cause side effects and you don't want to be taking a supplement that you don't need. So I want you to stay tuned in. It's time for a break. We're going to come back. We're going to talk more about safety of supplements, some of the myths and facts. I am Dr. Christy Thomas, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center at 702-731-1200.
I'm still losing pounds and inches, and I owe it all to the professionals at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Every Monday, I weigh in with Tara Kay. She's teaching me a whole new way to eat. And the results? Well, just in the last 3 weeks, I've lost another 3 inches off my chest, another 2 inches off my waist. My 3X golf shirts have become 2X. 46-inch jeans have morphed into 44s. You know how good that feels. And as a type 2 diabetic, my blood sugars have come way down. It turns out at Vitality, I'm not counting calories or points or any of that stuff you do in other weight loss programs. And I'm not hungry. At Vitality, they know we don't do rapid food. They know we like big juicy steaks with baked potatoes. Dr. Christy Thomas and her helpful staff will actually customize an eating plan just for you. Now, maybe you've given up on ever being able to lose weight. I hope you'll take just a minute to call Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing, APRN, at Vitality Medical and Wellness Center, 702-731-1200. It's a phone call that could change your life forever. That's 702-731-1200. That's 702-731-1200.
Hi, I'm Ron Futrell. Nevada celebrates its 150th birthday this year. It's a good time to take a look back at the greatest moment in sports history in Nevada. And it took place not in Nevada, but actually in Denver, McNichols Arena. Jerry Tarkanian's Runnin' Rebels win in the NCAA championship. It was 24 years ago, April 2nd, 1990. Now, UNLV set a bunch of records that day that still stand in that 103-73 win over Duke. 30 points, largest margin of victory in a championship game, and no team has ever scored more than 100 points in the title game. I've got a ton of memories of that game, one of them with about 2 minutes left. Rebels up by more than 20. I saw Lois Tarkanian frantically clutching her rosary beads, and I told her she was safe. She could put them down now. She said, you never know with the NCAA. You take nothing for granted. Coach Tark, after the game, I remember him emphasizing that this was a great win for Nevada, not just UNLV or Las Vegas, but he wanted the entire state to share in this victory. It did. Happy birthday, Nevada. I'm Ron Futrell.
Nurse, I need you to apply pressure to the head wound until I can get to it. I'm concerned she's lost too much blood.
Oh, no.
You in the corner. Who are you? You're not supposed to be here.
She's my girlfriend, doctor.
You need to wait out in the waiting room.
Please, doctor, I want to stay with her.
Look, she's been badly injured. So if you want to do what's best for her, you need to let us do our work.
Please, doctor, she has to be okay. I didn't mean to do this. I love her.
Wait a second. You were the driver?
Yes, but I didn't mean to. I swear, we went to dinner. I was just buzzed. I only had a few drinks.
Just buzzed? Why didn't you tell us that? In that case, your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great. You want to get out of here?
I can't believe this. Really, doctor? She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hey, it's your girl, NeNe Leakes, and I'm here in Vegas to star in Zumanity as the mistress of sensuality. Come see me live June 27th through July 1st at New York, New York Hotel and Casino. For more information, go to Zumanity.com.
News your way with the biggest radio news team in Southern Nevada right now. FM News 100.5. This is It's Your Health and Vitality with Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, from Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. The doctor is in to talk about your health and your vitality on FM News 100.5.
Welcome back, Las Vegas. This is Dr. Christy Thomas, Doctor of Nursing Practice, APRN, and owner of Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. Let me give your website, www.vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. That's 1200. I'm answering your questions today about supplements, and we're talking about the myths, the facts, and really the marketing that's out there that makes for our listeners and our consumers to be confused when you walk down the aisle of a grocery store, a drug store, or, you know, a wholesale place, a vitamin shop. And what is really the difference between vitamins that are sold in a compound pharmacy or a specialty pharmacy, my office, a practitioner's office, and what's the difference? You know, our vitamins are pharmaceutical grade. What you're getting over the counter is food grade. So what does that mean? Food grade really is basically set by the FDA. It basically meets standards set for human consumption, so that it's safe, and if anything bad, guess what? They're going to take it off the market. And we were talking about a lot of supplements that have been out there. There's been several weight loss supplements out there that were great for patients. They, you know, lost weight, they felt great, but also they were causing side effects. You know, I've had a lot of patients come in, they've told me they've actually gone through procedures taking some of these weight loss supplements over the counter that they've bought at some of the supplement stores, you know, vitamin shops, stores, grocery stores, you know, some of the drug stores, and they've actually had heart problems from them. So what happens is that supplement gets taken off by the FDA or pulled by the FDA, but that doesn't happen until something bad happens to somebody. So the difference between pharmaceutical grade is it really meets pharmaceutical standards. So what does that mean? The product actually has to be 99% pure for it to go in that capsule. So it's tested. In order for it to go on there, it has to be pure. There has to be the pure product. There can't be fillers in there. You have to disclose to the consumer what milligrams is on there. The other big thing is proprietary blend. You will never see a proprietary blend in a pharmaceutical grade supplement because it's not allowed. So when you go over the counter and you read that vitamin label, you look on there and it says proprietary blend. It lists a bunch of other, you know, supplements that's in there, some maybe herbal stuff. And then you go below that label and it's going to say other ingredients. We were also talking about what it says in them other ingredients. And the basic rule I tell my clients and listeners is if you can't read it and you don't know what it is and it says dye or it says some type of chemical, you probably shouldn't be ingesting it. And it's important that the consumer know because it's very confusing out there to the public what is good and what is not good. And I've done years of training and done many of classes on this, and it's confusing to myself even out there. And it's really important, and I want my listeners to know the difference and how you know if a supplement is good. And we have some information on our website. It's at vitalitymedicalwellness.com. You can go up under, we actually sell our supplements online, and anybody can come into my office. You can walk in. Kevin Wall has been working with Tara Kay over at my office, and she's great. She's very knowledgeable. She's been trained in these supplements. You can walk in. She'll give you a consultation. You can make an appointment at our office. We actually do a test that looks at vitamin testing and really customizes a plan what people are deficient in. What minerals are deficient in, we actually put a probe on the palm of your hand. It tells you what minerals you're deficient in. We can do a blood test. It tests 54 vitamins in your blood, what you've been deficient in for the last 1 month. So it's going to look at that blood cell and tell you actually what you need. So we're not guessing. Do you need a multivitamin? Do you need fish oil? Do you need L-carnitine? Do you need B vitamins? It's going to create a customized plan. You're going to walk out of the office with a customized vitamin plan, which you actually need, have a great quality vitamin that's pure. You're going to absorb it. You know, as we age, we lose the digestive enzymes in our stomach, so we don't absorb the vitamins like we used to. Now add some chemicals to it, add some binders to it, and guess what? Most of that vitamin that you're taking, you're not absorbing if it's not a good quality vitamin and the raw material hasn't tested 99% pure. So I always tell people it's really important, and you want to make sure it's USP guaranteed. You want to meet that standard, and unfortunately, USP only allows them type of supplements to be dispensed or given by a physician or healthcare provider and specialty pharmacies or compound pharmacies because they've been trained in it and they know what to give patients or clients of theirs so that it's safe. You're not going to go and find this stuff over the counter. You know, the product, there's some of the things that you want to ask when you walk into a place is that product natural? Is it cultured? Is it from an organic source? Were pesticides used? Everything's growing fast. They want to put chemicals on it. And guess what? It's even in our vitamins, unfortunately, Las Vegas. I know that some of my several shows before we've talked about, you know, foods and how we grow them and what's put on our foods. And it's also in vitamins. So you want to be sure that that's not in there. So quality really matters when you're taking a supplement. And the other thing I tell people, they always ask me, should I be taking a multivitamin? Well, there's two answers to that. A multivitamin, I really want you to be on a customized plan because you really don't always need everything that is in a multivitamin. You may need only fish oil. You may only need vitamin D. You may need some B vitamins. Do you need everything that's in a multivitamin? Maybe not. It's better to get customized on what you actually need and get on a good product they're actually going to absorb and make sure that it's a quality product out there And it's not full of chemicals and hormones and dyes out there that long-term use can actually cause health effects on people. And there's actually been some research out there about the chemicals and dyes that we're finding in our food, in our supplements, and our vitamins. I oftentimes get asked on even protein supplements. I have a lot of people that come in and they'll be doing a protein supplement or a meal replacement supplement from over the counter. Well, there's a difference between over-the-counter protein, over-the-counter meal replacement. Our meal replacements are actually called medical-grade food supplement because it's actually gone through the FDA. You know what's in that product. It's not going to be something that's harmful. You don't need an appointment. You can come on over. You'll get a consultation done in our office. We'll guide you on what you're getting to make sure that you're getting the things you need to get and that your body actually needs. For a show special, we're actually going to be offering our vitamin testing over at our office for patients that have insurance. It's a guaranteed $190 copay. You'll never pay anything else. If your insurance says, I don't think you need this or you don't want it, or it's never going to be more than $190. For cash pay patients, we're actually offering a show special. It's going to be $310. You can call my office at 702-731-1200. My answering service is actually taking calls today. They'll send the messages through. We'll give you a call back and get you fixed up, Las Vegas, on a good quality supplement out there and really help you understand. And if you have more questions, I want to remind everybody I'm moving to 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings starting next week on Your Health and Vitality. So please join me next Saturday at 10 o'clock Las Vegas right here on 100.5 FM News. This is Dr. Christy Thomas, APRN, with Vitality Medical and Wellness Center. My website is vitalitymedicalwellness.com. My office phone number is 702-731-1200. You guys can join me on Facebook and Twitter at VitalityLV. We'll always have our show topics and specials up there. So please call the office. Thanks.